What's up, Missions fans? Brian Yenselson here in Midland, Texas, with Missions catcher and infielder Cody Roberts. Cody had a phenomenal game yesterday, 3 hits, a double shy of the cycle. What was working for you?
Just trying to simplify the game a little bit. I feel like when I first got here, I was trying to get a little too big and kind of got outside of myself a little. So the last couple days, just trying to shrink the zone a little bit, stay within my game, and got some good pitches to hit yesterday.
Your triple, your homer, your single, all of them either up the middle or to the opposite field. Would you describe that as your approach, or is that just the results of how it was going yesterday?
Yeah, when I'm at my best, I'm middle backside for sure, catching off-speed stuff out in front. And that's kind of where I got away from that a little last week. I was a little out in front on off-speed, like way too much, and more like left field. So just try to get my sights back to right center field there and kind of stay through the ball a little bit better.
You hit your first triple since 2019. Did you think three off the bat?
Yeah, big ballpark here. I knew if he didn't catch that, it was probably going to be on third there. Then I heard Monty told me to get down at third. I was like, holy crap, is there a play here? So I slid into third, and then I went back and watched it. It wasn't even close. So, but yeah, definitely this ballpark, there's a lot of different places. They had a triple down the line, left field line yesterday too. So you always got to be thinking at least two, bare minimum in this field.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it a little bit how, you know, you've had to make some adjustments over the last couple of weeks, and they've been a bit of a whirlwind for you coming to San Antonio from the Chihuahuas. Mm-hmm. How would you say it's been like for you these past couple of weeks?
I mean, that's a good way to put it. A little bit of a whirlwind, you know. A lot of movement up on that AAA team. There's been trades, guys getting called up, guys getting sent down. So just trying to stay ready whenever you're called on. And then obviously getting sent over here. Same thing, just kind of a whirlwind. Grabbed myself, drove the 8 hours all the way to San Antonio, and then, you know, just trying to meet the guys in the clubhouse, get used to and get kind of acclimated to the team and stuff, and then hopefully I feel like now I've kind of got my feet under me, which is good.
Now, as a catcher, it seems like it's even more difficult because you have to learn your pitching staff and be able to call a game and control it. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, just get with the coaches. Obviously, Jeff's been really, really good for me. Just try to talk to them about what these guys' strengths are, what their weaknesses are. You know, if we're behind in the count, what can I throw to get them back on track? If we're spraying the ball a little bit, what can I throw to kind of get them synced up a little bit? So really just relying on them and then watching film and kind of going back and watching some of these guys' games that they've thrown already and see, like, what they like to go to, you know, two strikes, 0-0, 2-0, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's definitely a big, big change trying to learn a whole new staff. But the pitchers have been great, too, communicating with me and talking about what they do and don't like to throw. So it's been good.
So the homework doesn't stop when you're done with school. You're still studying
to
do.
No, it honestly, it goes up. The more you get into pro ball and the higher you move up, it goes up and up. So.
Now, I noticed yesterday when you were catching Jagger, you met him a couple of times, especially early as he was coming into the dugout. How important are those little interactions that you have with your pitcher?
Oh, huge. Huge. I mean, the biggest thing probably in baseball, especially defensively, is like you got to be on the same page with these pitchers, right? And I'm looking for any little quirk, you know, if he doesn't feel great, if he's wincing on an off-speed pitch, just any little thing I can find to talk to him and get on the same page. You know, if his slider's up a little bit, like just communicating in between innings, like, hey, we got to get it down here. You can get a swing and miss big time there. You just got to make that adjustment. So constant communication nonstop throughout the game between the catcher and pitcher.
After being drafted by the Orioles, you spent a couple seasons with the Phillies. Now you're here with San Diego. What brought you to this organization?
Just opportunity, honestly. I was a free agent, so that was my first time going through free agency, and Padres called, and I was all about it. I feel like a lot of things they do in this org is stuff that plays into the way I am as a player. I know even since just being here, they have a big emphasis on base running. I like to try to take the extra bag when I can. Just little things like that overall, but I like this org a lot so far. It's great.
What would you say is your biggest goal as the season continues?
I mean, hopefully get to the bigs. But yeah, I mean, just really just stay within myself. Had some ups and downs throughout the minors, and sometimes you make some adjustments when you're struggling that in the long term end up hurting you. And more than anything, you just got to stay consistent. So I think for me is like I just said last week, I kind of got out of that, and now I'm hopefully kind of back into my consistent routine and whatnot. But just trying to stay within myself and be the best player I can be and not try to be anyone I'm not, you know?
Absolutely. Well, Cody Roberts, thank you so much for your time and for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.